Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Minnesota court rules that Christian filmmakers cannot opt out of filming same-sex weddings. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is a Christian filmmaking couple. They don't want to use their talents and put to film same-sex ceremonies because they obviously have a meaning. And as a filmmaker, filmmakers should be able to say, listen, I don't want to film or make a movie about a KKK rally.
Right.
Should be able to say, we're not going to be participating in that particular video event. You need to get somebody else. But here they wanted to do the same thing. They wanted to not participate in a same-sex ceremony. Well, there was a complaint filed against them. The media company owned by Carl and Angel Larson, called Telescope Media Group, a small Christian filmmaker business, according to the court, well, you can't opt out. You've got to film this same-sex ceremony.
You know, Matt, our pastor played the video of their story in church one Sunday, and this is just a sweet couple. This is their business, but it's also, for them, an artistic form. And just like the cake artist, you know, they believe that this is a form of art that they do, and they can't do it to celebrate something that is against their sincerely held religious beliefs.
That's exactly right. And, you know, gay pride and same-sex marriage, it necessitates, Matt, anti-Christian hate and discrimination. And it has to, because gay marriage and any other sexual orientation-based law, they do violence to freedom and to biblical truth. They're the hammer that we see in this case, for instance, against these photographers, the postmodern left using to attack religious liberty and the Judeo-Christian sexual ethic. And so the liberal viewpoint, Matt, is that any viewpoint, save the liberal viewpoint, it must be criminalized. And according to the unequivocal precepts of Scripture and the Judeo-Christian tradition, and this is throughout both the Old and New Testament, homosexual behavior is sin. Sin is evil. Homosexual behavior is the central defining characteristic of so-called gay marriage. Therefore, according to the Christian faith in the Bible, gay marriage is rooted in sin. And Christians are obligated to avoid sin and to do no evil. And this ruling says that these Christians have to participate in and be complicit in sinful behavior, and they're saying, no, we cannot do that. We will not do that.
It's completely intolerable and objectionable to force them to participate in filming a same-sex ceremony. According to the filmmakers here, the husband and wife, the couple, Carl and Angel Larson, they say that their film business, quote, aims to make God look more like he really is through our lives, businesses, and actions. They believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, and to shoot a same-sex wedding would contradict their beliefs. They say, quote, for us as storytellers, we want to tell the truth as we see it through the Bible, from the beginning to the very end. That's according to Carl Larson. But the judge, the district judge, ultimately wrote in his ruling, quote, posting language on a website telling potential customers that a business will discriminate based on sexual orientation is part of the act of sexual orientation discrimination itself. As conduct carried out through language, this is not protected by the First Amendment. You know, if they were to say our specialty is here, but we're not going to perform same-sex weddings or other kinds of things, or we don't perform things that are objectionable or that offend our religious beliefs, they ought to be able to do that. Why would you require a filmmaker of any filmmaker, any organization, to film something that they oppose?
Yeah, it's like pornography. You're not going to go in there and force them. You can't go in there and force them to shoot a pornographic film when they're a Christian company. It's the same thing.
Well, let's reverse it. Let's say that a group of Christians were having a rally with speeches in defense of natural man-woman marriage, and they went to a gay owned photography company and said, we want you to film our rally in support of natural traditional marriage. And the gay wedding photographer said, well, no, that violates my conscience. I disagree with that message. I will not use my arts, my talent, my abilities to create something and support an event and a message that I disagree with. I would be, and the law is, and the First Amendment is 100% behind that, right, you know, hypothetical gay filmmaker's right not to participate. The same applies for the Christian filmmaker not being able to violate their conscience, not being forced to violate their conscience and record something that is anathema to scripture and to morality.
So how are we ending up in this place, you know?
Well, it's ridiculous for this judge to say that this has nothing to do with the First Amendment. It does have something to do with the First Amendment, directly with the First Amendment, not only right to freedom of speech, but free exercise of religion. Here, the government, through this court ruling and through this law that they have on sexual orientation or whatever they may have, is forcing or seeking to force Christian couples to use their film talent and business to film things that are contrary to their sincerely held religious beliefs. Again, it's an easy question if someone was approached as a filmmaker to film a KKK rally. I've used that illustration before, but it's true. Why would you force someone to film a KKK rally or a white supremacist rally or, you know, a witchcraft gathering? Yeah. Why would you do that? Is that discriminating on the basis of religion because you don't want to film a seance or some other kind of animal sacrificing event, even though it may be consistent with someone's religious belief? Why would you force them to do that? They should have the ability to say no.
And not just film it, but put a positive spin on it and make it look good, right, and make it look like it was a noble thing. You know, no, you can't force people to do that. And the government is in violation of the Constitution here by trying to force Christians to violate their sincerely held religious beliefs.
Yeah, because they're not going to just turn the button on the camera and let it go and then give them the raw footage. They're going to spend hours doing the post-production, the editing, and making everything look so wonderful and nice and so forth. So they're putting their artistic talents to work to make it look very attractive. And if what it is that they're trying to make attractive has a message that is contrary to the religious beliefs, unattractive, frankly, to their religious beliefs, violates the religious beliefs, they ought to be able to say, no, I can't do it. Just as much as the LGBT or other person can say, no, I don't want to film that pro-marriage rally because I don't believe in marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
But it just shows you the agenda that's going on here, because they could easily go to another photographer, just like they could easily go to another baker to get a cake or another county clerk to get a license or a different florist. So it just shows you the agenda that's going on here with the LGBT community and the spiritual warfare that's happening against Christians.
Yeah, well, these questions are going before the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Jack Phillips, aren't they, Matt? And I know Liberty Counsel issued an amicus brief on this.
Right. We have filed an amicus brief on this case. The not this one that we're talking about here, the Minnesota court, that's a new case that just came down. But an amicus brief in the U.S. Supreme Court, ADF is actually representing the cake baker in that case, Jack Phillips. But that's the issue. Jack Phillips.
The same federal question is at hand here, is it?
Yeah, it's pitting the First Amendment right to freedom of speech, free exercise of religion, against these new created LGBT, sexual orientation, gender identity rights, whatever you might have in your particular local law. And obviously, this is a big issue because this is being confronted at every level. In fact, most recently, the ACLU filed suit against adoption agencies in another state, in which the states have a right to exercise their own free exercise religious beliefs, to not place someone in a same-sex household. They ought to be able to pick and choose which parents to be able to place them with based upon their own expertise and their own religious beliefs, but they want them to be forced to violate their religious beliefs. All across the board, whether it's adoption agencies, filmmakers, florists, wedding photographers, bakers, being forced to participate in something that is contrary to your religious beliefs should be protected by the First Amendment, that you have a right not to be forced. You have a right to opt out. This is a huge battle, and it'll continue on. Follow the issues at Liberty Counsel's website, because this is coming to a head at the U.S. Supreme Court. Arguments will be later this year, with a decision sometime in 2018 on the Masterpiece Cake case that will have an impact on this Minnesota court and other situations as well. Pray for this case and pray for all these kinds of cases. Support Liberty Counsel at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.